Also, another way to understand Al-Aziz is to explain it as exalted in might. Exalted in might, meaning what? The one who cannot be overcome, the one who is unassailable, invincible. Nobody can transgress against them, and if they do try to transgress against them, he can humiliate them. And the one who's honored. And here the conversation turns to the Battle of Badr. In the Battle of Badr, do we know how many? How many were the Muslims in the Battle of Badr? Someone said it. 313. Excellent, excellent. Gold star. Inshallah. 313. And how many were on the other side? 1,000. It's a big difference, right? And actually, when the Muslims went out to fight, Quraysh said, oh, are you guys thinking you're so, you're deluded. You're deluded to think you're going to be able to handle, you're tiny and you're small and you're new as a group of people in an army, and we are Quraysh. Like, are you really thinking you're going to beat us? But when somebody transgresses against Allah Azza wa Jal, he has the ability to humiliate them. So what does he send? What does he send? The angels. He sends angels to fortify the Muslims. Even the descriptions of some of the people who were on the Quraysh side, who then later become Muslim, they tell their story when they were not Muslim at the time, and they were on the other side, and they would say, we just would see swords flying and people dying, and we couldn't, and we weren't seeing people killing them. Like, what was going on? And more than anything, what these angels were doing was just fortifying the Muslims. As in to say, giving them a sense of security, comfort, knowing Allah is with you. Strengthening what was only a third, not even a third, right, of the population to feel like they were more than the Quraysh. It's an amazing thing. When Allah gives you that sense of might and power, he gives you his might, right? Nobody can overpower that. And when he wants to humiliate, he will humiliate.